This recording, Michigan 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Dearborn, Michigan. I was also raised there. My mom was born in Michigan as well, and she lived in Dearborn Heights with her mom and dad, and she had 3 brothers. They didn't have much of a religion. They weren't very into that. I'm pretty sure they were like a lower class. And I know that my grandma was of like Scottish background. She was born in the United States. I'm not entirely sure where, but I know her father was Scottish, and I think her mother was, like, English or something. I guess her mother was very, like, promiscuous, so a lot of her brothers and sisters, I don't know if they have the same father, and I'm not sure too much about her. But my grandpa also, he was born in the United States, but he doesn't know, like, his background at all, like, I guess. So, and my dad lived in Detroit with his parents and his 2 sisters and 3 brothers. And my grandparents on his parents are from Ireland. They were born in Ireland. My grandpa had 13 brothers and sisters, and he was kicked out of his house when he was 14. And he met my grandma, and they came over to the United States and they got married, and they're devout, very, very, very strict until this day, Catholics. My one aunt ended up moving back to Ireland where they are from. I think that's interesting. Their social status, I believe they're like lower, like middle class, like around there. But my mom and dad met my mom got married when she was 17, had my sister, and then ended up getting divorced a couple of years later, and then eventually married my dad, and they had my brother, and they had me, and we lived in Dearborn in a smaller house, and then when I was about 7, we moved literally 2 blocks on the same street to a bigger house, because I guess my dad got more money and we ended up living in a nicer house. And I went to Catholic school my whole life, from when I was in kindergarten up until high school. I had to wear a uniform, and that was in between where my old house was and my new house was. It was like down the block from where I lived. I ended up coming to California for college because I really liked California and I wanted to study acting, and I knew that it would be a good place to study that, especially at Cal State Fullerton. And it was like relatively, not inexpensive, but within a range that my family could afford, I guess. I ended up moving into an apartment that was kind of too far away from school. I lived with two girls that were not very nice, and I ended up having to move out of there, and I moved in closer to school, actually like right across the street from school, which was a lot better because I didn't have a car, and I ended up living with three really great roommates, which two of them I live with now. I have so far really enjoyed California. It's really nice. I love the people. I love going to school. And I'm happy to be here.